From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Melissa Block, and we begin again with the unfolding crisis in Ukraine. The country descended further into constitutional chaos today, and European and Russian diplomats tried to mediate between the government and opposition over charges of a rigged presidential election.
First, the country's parliament effectively sacked the prime minister, Viktor Yanukovych. Election officials had said he won last week's election. That decision did not go over well in the eastern part of the country. There was outrage among the prime minister's supporters there.
As for the prime minister himself, he called the decision illegal and refused to accept it. But he did agree to take part in talks with the opposition leader, Viktor Yushchenko. We'll have a report from eastern Ukraine and a conversation with one of the international election monitors coming up. First, NPR's Lawrence Sheets joins us from Kiev. And Lawrence, let's start with those talks between the two presidential rivals today. Any concrete results from those talks?
No breakthrough. We do have something of a reprieve, it seems, from the opposition. They have agreed to unblockade those buildings, the government buildings, which their opposition supporters have been besieging for the last 7 or 8 days, not letting government employees in. They said that this was a gesture of goodwill and that, of course, the economy had been suffering as a lot of higher-level officials, ministers, not able to get into their offices to conduct the nation's business. Other than that, really not too much of substance. The two sides said that they would resume talks after the Supreme Court, the Ukrainian Supreme Court, makes its ruling on the opposition's complaints that this was a rigged election in favor of the Prime Minister Yanukovych.
There's been a lot of talk about redoing the election, replaying it, and the opposition has been saying if we do that, we're only going to agree to a replay of the second round, the runoff election. Is there any flexibility there?
It would seem that both sides are digging in their heels. President Leonid Kuchma, outgoing President Kuchma, who supports Prime Minister Yanukovych, has said that the entire process should be rerun. Now, that would take many months because it's a two-stage process where you have dozens of candidates in the first round. What the opposition says is that this is merely a stalling tactic, that the government wants to find a way to stay in power and giving it several months to play around with the state media and play around with potentially new elections is just too dangerous, that the government won't be fair about it. The opposition says that the only thing that needs to be done is to rerun this second round runoff between opposition leader Yushchenko and Prime Minister Yanukovych. So it seems like we have both sides really digging in their heels.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned earlier the Supreme Court's role in all of this. Is it clear that the court will have any kind of decision that will lead to a clear future for the country?
No, that's not clear at all. The Supreme Court could come back, of course, and say that the results of this election were not legitimate, but that would throw it back to the Central Elections Commission. It would be up to them to decide in what way to rerun these elections. And, of course, the Central Elections Commission is run by the government here. So it's going to take a while to figure a way out of this.
Lawrence, we're hearing a lot of traffic and honking behind you. Is that the protesters who are still out in the streets?
Yes, as a matter of fact, the opposition leader Yushchenko came out after these talks this evening, which had been going on with the help of European mediators, the president of Poland, the president of Lithuania, Russian media, as well as Javier Solana, who's the European Union's foreign policy chief. He emerged from those talks and spoke to tens of thousands of people who are still demonstrating down here for a 10th day in the snow and the wind. Very bad conditions, told them not to go home, said you must stay in the streets. This, of course, is the opposition's trump card. They have shut down this city in a lot of ways, at least normal life in the center of the city. And he said, please don't go anywhere. We are simply going to unblockade those buildings, but victory is close.
Okay, NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Kiev. Lawrence, thanks very much.
Thank you.